Hey friend, welcome. I'm so excited to have you here listening to another episode of the Pattern Design Circle podcast. Here we talk all about the ins and outs of designing knit and crochet patterns and running a business that makes it all possible. I'm Jessica, your host, knitting pattern designer, design mentor, and the friend in your ear. Can't wait to dive right in. The Pattern Design Circle podcast is sponsored by the Pattern Design Circle, a membership community for knit and crochet pattern designers that are feeling lost, lonely, or frustrated in their business. It connects you with a supportive community that's always eager to answer your questions and help you through the hard times. And there's loads of resources and activities specifically catered to business and designing. Sound like your jam? Check it out at snickerdoodleknits.com/design-circle. That's snickerdoodle, like the cookie, knits, knits.com/design-circle. All right, let's get into it. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Pattern Design Circle podcast. I'm so excited to have you here and to be chatting in your ear. Once again, I apologize that my voice is still definitely sounding a little bit sick. So, and I just recorded the episode a few episodes back about authentically realigning your beliefs, and I definitely got emotional in that. So I might be even more congested on this one. So I apologize, but I today want to just talk about sometimes life's a lot, and that's okay. As per usual, I don't have a particular agenda for this conversation, but I just wanted to talk about this because, well, first of all, I know my life has been a lot this year, but I think I see so much of this in our community, in our industry, and in society as a whole right now, that there's so much overwhelm and exhaustion just from life. I do think part of it is like this exhaustion and overwhelm that comes from technology and social media and all the things, but also just life in general. There's a lot going on in the world and a lot going on in personal lives. Those of you that are parents and have children going to school or you're homeschooling them, that are in events, activities, all the things, that's busy in and of itself. But then also just managing relationships, friendships, partnerships, all of the things on top of owning a business and running a business. It's a lot. And sometimes life's a lot, and that's okay. That is totally 100% normal. And I know, especially right now, you are not alone. I see it in so many people. And so what does that look like for our businesses? What does that look like in terms of business goals, in terms of business plans? Here we are approaching December, the last month of the year. And what is the next year going to look like? What does planning for the next year look like? And I think it's going to be important for a lot of us to leave space, to not overcommit, to not put too much pressure on ourselves. And I think that's something in general, when life gets to be a lot, I think that's important to practice in life, but also in business, of not putting so much pressure on ourselves, and maybe also learning how to do that for others too, to not put so much pressure on others, and maybe to help relieve some of these societal expectations that put a lot of pressure on everybody, and doing our part to kind of debunk those pressures, prove that they're just artificially made up. We don't have to abide by them. Okay, so let's talk about just when life's a lot. Maybe you're also feeling right now like life is a lot. What does that look like for a business? Well, first of all, we need to know what is most important in our life and in our business right now. What are your primary focuses? Foci? Focuses? What are your primary goals? And what is your primary why? What is most important to you in your business? What are the non-negotiables that you cannot and will not let go of in your personal life and in your business life? What are the things that you are able to sacrifice financially, emotionally, for your well-being? We kind of need to know these things before catastrophe strikes, right? We need to have a good grasp. So if you're in camp life's grand right now, I'm still able to do everything that I want to do. I would still recommend pay attention to these things. What is important in my life? What is important in my business? What is my why? What is my mission and my purpose? What are my non-negotiables? So that when something does come up, you have a guide to help make those decisions about what you're willing to say no to, what you want to say yes to, what you are going to make sure you make time for no matter what. Because it is inevitable in life, unexpected things come up. Sometimes that's not good things. Sometimes it is good things. Sometimes that's new opportunities, new chances, new just things that pop up and you're excited about. And so really having this filter to run those things by to say, is this for me? Is this not for me? Does this align with my purpose and my mission? Does it not? Does this align with my goals for the year, for the quarter, for my life? Does this align with my values? So having those things already in place before life gets to be a lot is super helpful. and then when life is a lot, then you can revert to those things. And so when life is a lot, be willing to take off some of those weights off of your shoulders and set them down. Be willing to allow yourself the space and the time to breathe. Look for the help and the support that you need. Maybe that's calling a friend to watch the kids for an evening. Maybe that is getting a coach. Maybe that is going to a therapist. Maybe that is spending one afternoon a month hanging out with your best friend. What is it that you need support with? Life's a lot. Maybe I should say life is always a lot. Sometimes it's just more a lot than other times. But life's a lot. What do you need help with? What is not filling your cup? Where is your cup empty? How could you fill that cup? And I think when that proverbial cup is empty, it makes life feel like so much more. It makes life feel so much harder. I do think that it's possible to be very busy, to have a lot on your plate, and to still feel fulfilled. Because we're busy with the right things, we're filled with the right things, we're consumed with the right things, we're spending our time and our energy on the right things. So I guess that's a little bit about it. I didn't intend to go right down that path, but I also want to just say, if you're feeling overwhelmed now, or in the future, maybe future you is remembering this episode. remember that it's okay if it feels overwhelming. It's okay if it feels like a lot. It's normal. I don't think we normalize enough how hard things can be sometimes. We don't normalize enough how imperfect life is. We don't normalize enough that sometimes life's a lot to handle. And normalize that everybody is living life. There are 100% people who are more privileged. And also, at the same time, privileged people do still have a lot of the emotional, mental, struggles and things that make life feel like a lot. So I guess really, I wanted to share this message first and foremost as validation. If you're feeling like that life's a lot, validation that it is a lot. And there are a lot of other people that feel that way. But also a reminder that you can let things go. You just need to know what those things are. And that's not something I can tell you. That's not something even your partner can tell you unless you tell us what is most important to you. So you have to know deep inside of you what is most important to me. It might be important because it brings them the money to put food on the table, and that is important. It might be important because it's the creative outlet that fuels you, that fills up your cup, that even when life's a lot, it's your safe space, your happy space, the space where you can continue to fill that cup. But before you can even tell somebody else those things, you have to know it for yourself. You have to know when life is a lot, what am I willing to let go of? And it's okay if those things are things in your business. It's okay if it means you need to disappear from the internet for a while. It's okay if it means letting go of a business. I've seen this a lot in our industry. Well, for starters, for me, I did have to let go of a lot of social media stuff, my email list stuff for several months this year because everything was so much. I was working 60 plus hours a week on a project, a work project, and then I had a lot of stuff I was working through as I could when I could. I kind of covered that some in the Authentically Redefining Beliefs, vaguely. I didn't go into details. And like it just was impossible time-wise and emotionally wise to keep up on those things. And I have the space, I have the opportunity in my life to say that's something I'm willing to let go of. We've seen a lot of people in our industry. I'm actually recording this on November 1st. So Pom Pom's announcement just was posted like an hour ago. Pom Pom Magazine, that they're closing the business. We've seen a lot of businesses that I had to say, I'm at a point where I'm willing to let go of this business. And while it's sad to see, especially in our industry, you know, it feels like we've seen a lot of that. It makes me sad. And yet I am so happy for them, for anyone who makes this decision to be willing to step into change, to be willing to move forward in something different, to be willing to let go, to be willing to change your mind, to be willing to let dreams change and shift, to be willing to change beliefs. Because my personality is to try to hang on to, or I don't know if it's so much my personality or maybe kind of the way I've been programmed, my upbringing and society. But my tendency is to want to hold on to everything, to not let anything go, to prove that I can do it all, to just push through, no matter how miserable, no matter how maybe kind of nonsensical, to prove that I can do it. And so I admire so much people who are willing to change their mind, people who are willing to change their journey, their course. And so if you're at a place like that in your life right now, whether that's related to your business or something else, I want you to know that it's not weak to change your mind. It's not weak to let go. It takes a lot of strength, a lot of courage to do that, especially if it's something that's public. And I'm not saying, hey, you all need to go end your business. I don't want you to do that at all. Unless that's what really needs to happen for you. But I just want you to feel so empowered to make the decisions that are aligned for you. And sometimes it's only in alignment because of what's happening in our lives, because life is a lot. And that doesn't mean that if you let something go right now, if you say no to something right now, that you can't pick it up later, that you can't say yes to it later. Going back to the social media example, I let it go. And now I may pick it up. I definitely, podcasting for sure is something that I had to let go. And now I'm excited to pick it up. I'm excited to dive in and to really chat more with you here. Podcasting is my favorite. And so it's something that I had to let it go. But now I'm excited to pick it up and to move forward. And so sometimes life is a lot. That's okay. That's normal. I see you. I see you going through, struggling, trying to carry all the things. Do you need to be carrying all of the things? Are there things that you can ask for help with? Are there things that you can let go of? Maybe it's even a belief that you can let go of, a belief that is keeping you from moving forward, a belief that is weighing you down. Maybe it's a belief of what you think you should be doing or need to be doing or have to be doing, a belief that you should be posting on Instagram every single day. Maybe just letting go of that belief will take a big weight off your shoulders and make it feel like it's not as much as it did before. Because life is a lot. There's a lot going on in our world. There's a lot going on in your life, in your personal life, in your business life. And so I just want to encourage you that no matter what comes up, no matter what's happening right now, look deep inside yourself, your purpose, your mission, your values, your why, your goals. Be sure that they feel aligned right now. And then really embody that, be willing to make the changes, the hard changes, if that's necessary. And maybe sometimes we know that what we need to do is just grunt and move forward. But what I've seen in myself and in other people is that often we think that's what we need to do. Often we think that we just, it will get better. It will, life's just hectic right now, and it will calm down in a week. It will calm down in a month. It will calm down at the end of the quarter. It will calm down at the end of the year. And what I see is that it doesn't actually do that. It doesn't calm down. And so instead of waiting for life to calm down, maybe we have to calm ourselves down. Maybe we have to calm down our own expectations. We have to calm down our own plans and our own goals. We don't have to chase everything. I know for myself, even just a to-do list, it feels like I have to do it all. as soon as possible. And something that I'm really trying to embody right now is slowing down and appreciating and just allowing myself to exist, to just be, to be human, to experience the emotions, to experience what life is. So I'm not complaining about the fact that it's a lot. So I'm not overwhelmed and exhausted and just going from one exhaustion point to another, and not just going from one to-do list to another, but really trying to learn how to embrace existing, and finding that balance. And so I would love to hear if you're feeling something similar. If you're feeling like slowing down is important, like living life is important because you've realized that also life's a lot and it doesn't slow down. And so I'm the one who needs to slow down instead. And I know that message might not resonate with everyone. That's okay. Take what's for you and leave the rest. Sometimes we have to push through. Sometimes we have to let go of things. Sometimes we have to let go of a lot. Sometimes we need to change and shift who we are. Maybe we change our job, change our work, change our focus in our business, change our goals in our business. I know that's something that I'm working on right now, is really trying to redefine goals, redefine success for myself. I know that I've changed a lot this year. I know that my beliefs have changed a lot this year. And so what does that look like for my business? And to really give myself the space and the time to actually be able to work through that and to identify it, and to come to an authentic and aligned decision that's not rushed, that's not just largely influenced by what other people are saying and doing. Alrighty, I'll quit rambling, but I do want you to know life is a lot. The world is a lot. It's okay if you're feeling overwhelmed. You are not alone. And how can we shift so that you're feeling less like it's a lot? Or maybe like it's a lot less. I hope that you have the power, the strength, and the courage to let go of the things that aren't important to you right now, to let go of the ideas and the beliefs that are holding you back, to let go of the pressure that's making you feel overwhelmed, and to allow life to be a lot and allow yourself to exist in whatever it looks like for you in this season, to move towards more alignment. Whatever that looks like. Alrighty, I love you and wish you most beautiful day, most beautiful week, and I'll be chatting with you again next week. Alrighty, talk to you later. Wow, thanks so much for listening to this episode. If you found it valuable, please share the podcast with a designer friend. And if you have a minute, leave a review. It's so helpful for me and means the world to me. Chat soon.